A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Remember the days past, when after you had been enlightened, you endured a great contest of suffering. At times you were publicly exposed to abuse and affliction. At other times you associated yourselves with those so treated. You even joined in the sufferings of those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, knowing that you had a better and lasting possession. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. You need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. For after just a brief moment, he who is to come shall come. He shall not delay, but my just one shall live by faith. And if he draws back, I take no pleasure in him. We are not among those who draw back and perish, but among those who have faith and will possess life. The word of the Lord. The book of Hebrews has always been one of my very favorites in all the years of my preaching. And throughout the years of my preaching career, I have met many people who have suffered the kind of sufferings that the book of Hebrews highlights. I have met people who carry huge, huge burdens. And yet, even among them, I have met some who are still positive, who remain grateful in spite of their sufferings, who did not let the weight of their sorrow, their sufferings, their disappointment, whatever it was, get them down. We all have stories about people that we have met like that. They have been such an inspiration to us, one time after another. And they have given us a good reality check to make sure we don't complain too much about small stuff when we see what other people suffer in the world. We all have stories. We even have our own. And those listening today, as well as myself, could actually name different ways in which we have experienced suffering, sometimes in which we have given in to them, other times in which we have remained strong and have refused to throw away our confidence. Last week, I had the great pleasure of attending the International Congress for the Mission of the Dominican Order that was held for 5 days in Rome, Italy. There were close to 600 people at different times who attended magnificent presentations in the mornings, followed by workshops under the guidance of great facilitators, and then returned after lunch for afternoon panels so that we could hear people responding to the keynotes that the morning had given, and then we could weigh some of our workshop reactions to the panel presentations that we heard. Last Friday afternoon, we had the pleasure of receiving three panelists, Father Bruno Cadore, the Master of the Order, Sister Faustina, a Dominican cloistered nun from Nigeria, and Sister Luma Kuder of Iraq. All of the presentations were terrific. But I want to highlight Sister Luma's. It was such a privilege for me to be able to be in the same room with her, to hear of the struggles of the people and the children of Mosul, Iraq, to hear of their being forced out of their homes, to hear of the bombings, the killings, the plight of the people that is beyond anything that I can identify with or that I could ever hope to experience. She talked about preaching salvation in a torn country. She mentioned how the people have been completely stripped of their dignity and live in chaos, that it is a country torn apart, that human dignity, being one of the most important things in life, has been taken from them. And she talked about her role as one giving hope in hopeless times, as one responsible for bringing salvation in an attempt to eliminate some of the suffering. She talked about the children and about teaching the children song and dance and about teaching the children the joy of the gospel in spite of the horrors of war that they continued to live through. It was not a naive teaching. She was not teaching of let's just pretend it didn't happen. She acknowledged the pain and the horror, but her feeling was very much the same as Pope Francis's in The Joy of the Gospel, where she refused to let them take away the joy of the gospel. They may have taken their homes, they may have taken their schools, they may have taken their security, they may have taken everything around them that gave them any sense of peace, but she refused to let them also take from them the joy of the gospel. I hadn't heard such presentations or been made aware of such things since my province used to be involved in the Central American Vice Province in Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. I remember going down many times to those countries and witnessing the plight of the people, but also witnessing the joy of the people. It constantly, constantly blew my mind that people could hold on to the gospel even amidst such suffering. Sister Luma gave us a presentation about how she is dedicated to that joy, and she is dedicated to working for the people of Iraq, and it is not determined, her dedication is not determined by whether or not the war continues or by whether or not the sufferings grow. It is only based on the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of salvation, and it is up to her as a Dominican to find a way to let that good news reign, no matter what. No matter what. I preach that theme all the time. I especially preach it in my own life. And I preach about us and with the sufferings that we have, to keep our sufferings in perspective, to realize there are people such as the children and the families of Iraq who are going through such horrible things, the people of Aleppo who are beyond our human imagination of the suffering they have endured. I think we are challenged to, in one sense, challenge ourselves to never cave in, never give in to our sorrows. There was a woman in one of my workshops the next day following Sister Luma's presentation about Iraq, and she said when she had left the hotel that morning, she had misplaced her hat. And she got to our workshop, which is where we were going to first on Saturday morning. She got to the workshop all angry and bent out of shape that she had lost her hat. And then she remembered Sister Luma's talk. And she just said to herself, almost laughing, "Woman, get a grip. Get a grip. Your hat means nothing." We have to weigh all of our sufferings against those that are suffering more than we can even imagine. But beyond that, beyond even taking our care of ourselves and making sure we don't cave in, and making sure that we, as Hebrews says, do not throw away our confidence, how do we preach it in light of today's world? How do we preach not throwing away confidence to people who have lost almost, if not everything? How do we preach the freedom of the joy of the gospel? That's probably the most significant question I could ask from this reading today. How do I do it without sounding naive? How do I do it without allowing for the natural level of pain and suffering and sorrow and need to express that of the people that have gone through so much? How do I preach the joy of the gospel to people who have lost everything? For me, it gives me pause today. And on this day, ordinary time readings, it makes me just want to sit in contemplation and quietly, without words, beg God to inspire me. Beg God to give me the strength to never throw away my own confidence, and beg God for the wisdom to preach to others who have lost everything to not throw away their confidence.